Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Wyoming has now officially ended its COVID-19 mandates, now allowing restaurants and bars to remain open past 10 p.m., and gyms have seen their participation caps lifted. Governor Mark Gordon praised residents, crediting the rules with a slowdown in the number of hospitalizations around the state. And while this news is encouraging, transmission of the virus is still occurring, and people are still dying from the coronavirus. That number is quickly approaching 500. As of Friday, the Department of Health announced 489 deaths in Wyoming attributed to the virus. Planning a camping trip in Grand Teton National Park? Better start thinking about it now. Starting later this month, campgrounds in the park and on the John D. Rockefeller Parkway will move to an online reservation system. This follows a similar strategy that state parks across Wyoming implemented earlier this year. Officials say the change will help streamline the process in the park, will reduce traffic congestion, and make the overall experience more enjoyable. Campgrounds in Grand Teton National Park are often filled by the early morning hours, leading to frustration among visitors. It's hoped the new system will alleviate those problems.
Are you buckled up? You should be. It could save your life. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in the vehicle. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Remember to wear your seatbelt low and snug across your hips, and never tuck the belt under your arm or behind your back. Buckle up for life, Wyoming. It's really that important.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Shop Ace Hardware during cold weather times. Button up the home with door and window winterizing kits and heating cables. Keep your house warm with the help of your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
For the second time in 6 months, a lawsuit has been filed against Teton County School District No. 1, alleging that employees ignored a student's claim that she had been sexually assaulted on three different occasions by two classmates. The lawsuit contends that the school district violated federal Title IX requirements and did not report the alleged attacks to law enforcement. In it, it says when the student reported the rape to officials, they chose to ignore her and support the plaintiffs, saying to her, "Boys will be boys." It's the second Title IX lawsuit filed against the school district. The first one, filed over the summer, includes similar claims that the school retaliated against a female student after she reported being sexually assaulted by a classmate. The school district has not commented on either legal action against them. The Bridger-Teton National Forest Avalanche Center reports that a snowmobiler triggered an avalanche over the weekend, breaking a 3-foot-deep slab on a northeast-facing aspect around 9,500 feet in the Salt River Range on Saturday. According to the report, he and his machine were caught up by the slide, but luckily he was prepared. The rider deployed an airbag and ended up on top of the slide rather than underneath it. Forecasters caution that these events are reminders that persistent slab avalanches remain a serious threat. The avalanche danger has remained considerable or at times even high at higher elevations. Caution on the parts of backcountry users continues to be advised. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.